Blog Talk Radio.
Watch it from you. Don't really understand it. They don't know the story.
You don't know my story. You don't know the things that I come through. You cannot imagine. Now the trial. Now the trial I have.
Yeah.
But I don't look nothing like what I come through. Y'all may see my glory, but you don't know my story. Hallelujah. I can tell you this. I've seen him do it. I've seen him do it. I wish I had a witness here that could say, I seen what he's done for me and my life. He delivered me. So this is my exodus. This is my story. I just want you to know, brothers and sisters, that no matter what I tell you, God can turn it around for you. I'm telling you, he can turn it around for you. That's why I won't complain. I just tell people what the Lord say. You don't have to complain. Life and favor. It ain't for everybody, but if it's for you, you ought to have joy in your heart. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. And we're so happy to have Pastor Bill to get us started this week. I'm excited about this word. We're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll be so kind to give us a word of prayer. And after which, if Evangelist Renee have her phone in order, she'll give us a sandwich. So right now we're going to ask Pastor Bill, and she'll come forward and give us a word of prayer.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen, and thank you for that song, Pastor. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from the book of Ephesians in the 10th chapter. I'm sorry, the 6th chapter in the 10th verse. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, first of all, Father God, we want to thank you for this day. We thank you for our listeners. Thank you for those that participate. We thank you for our pastor, Father God. We pray that you'll continue to be with him, guide him, and direct him, Father God, as he teaches the word of God. Help us to open up our hearts and our mind to receive this word, Father God. And Lord, we are thankful for your word. Bless each and every one, Father God, who have asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer. You know their hearts and their hearts' desires. You know what they're going through, Father God. But we know you're working things out for their good. Father God, we ask that you would be with all those that are sick and shut in, Father God. You said in your word, by your stripes, we are healed. So, Father God, help us to receive the word. Help us to stand on the word. Help us to speak the word. And know that you're working it out for us in your time. Be with all those who are bereaved today, Father God. Strengthen them, guide them, keep them in peace, Father God, as they go through their time of bereavement. Be with those that are going through. We know you're a way maker out of no way, Father God. And continue to bless them that you may receive the glory, Father God. And Lord, we bind up anything and everything that try to come up against this broadcast, against her pastor, against the listeners and those who participate, Father God, and we give you praise. Lord, have your way. Now, Lord, open up our hearts and our minds to receive the word of God today. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
First piece of bread. Thank you, thank you. This morning will be, well, I keep saying morning. This afternoon, the first piece of bread will be John 1:7. But if we are living in the light, as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other in the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And the second piece of bread, we put that's the same one. Oh, so I done found my Bible. second piece of bread, we'll put, we are more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. Our God is good all the time. And where can I get more Bible verses? By his stripes we are healed. Hey, we in business. Yeah. All right. The next piece of bread, we're going to put Proverbs 23, verse 24. The father of godly children has cause for joy. What a pleasure to have children who are wise. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to make ourselves a holy today. I'm happy about this one. I done filed my Bible verses. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Psalms 34 and 8. This is one of my favorites. I had a plaque that said this. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joy of those who take refuge in him.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to do Galatians 5:25. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit, leading in every part of our lives. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Everyone have a blessed, wonderful day. Remember, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer, and Evangelist Renee. I'm glad you went with some extra scriptures today, because you had to make up for it, honey, and I'm right there with you. When the enemy steal it from you, go and make up for it. So that was beautiful that you did that. Hey, look here. This, brother and sister, we're talking about a Bible and what it means. In Ephesians 2, and we'll read 13 through 15, will be our foundational scripture, and also Colossians. But we got so much to cover. I just want to make sure everybody on the same page with what this word abolish means, okay? That's the first and foremost important thing, is to understand what this word means. And this word abolish, because we're going to go through some scriptures here in a moment, but this word abolish, and I looked it up in the Greek and also in the Hebrew, because I try to do my research. I don't just try to bring y'all a lot of weak stuff. What I feel and what I think, it means nothing. It's no better than the other guy next door. So, in looking up this word, I found out that abolish means to make of no effect. In other words, rentless, powerless. So whatever, once you abolish something, it brings to an end of it. So when God abolished, Christ abolished the law, the Ten Commandments, the Sabbath day. See, people still want to brag on a day. Oh, my Sabbath is Saturday. My Sabbath is Sunday. God abolished all of that. He got rid of all of that. All those laws, all those ceremonial laws, even though we wasn't taught that, he got rid of it. I like to say what the people in Georgia say. He got shit of it. That's what he did. Mm. He got shit. And when you get shit of something, you throw it out there in the trash. So it means to complete do away with it, okay? And long as we have a good understanding, because he did away with the building. And you'll see this. I keep having people telling me, oh, well, but Pastor, ain't no buts with this. When he abolished it, he got rid of it. He abated it. He avoided it. He canceled that. He disannulled it. He dissolved it. See, you got to understand, he striked it down. I want to say he dropped it. He got rid of it. In other words, sometimes in sports, you may have a plan, and that plan ain't working, you abolish it. You get rid of it. And there's a reason for that. And let me tell you all the reason. Our foundational scripture. Because I said, Lord, why? I said, I need to see it in the Word. What did Jesus have to say about it? And Jesus says, oh, in John 7:19, did not Moses give you the law? And yet none of you kept the law. Why do you about to kill me? Because I'm giving you this true doctrine. See, when you start giving truth, and Pastor, I'm going to tell you this right now, because once you began to really teach this truth here about how Christ abolished all of this stuff, people are going to seek to kill you. They don't like that. Because you're getting outside of their box. You're getting outside of their realm. So that's what Jesus did. He started messing with people's comfort zone. And so I want you all to know, you start teaching this truth, and you say, oh, man, Jesus, he got rid of all of that. He abolished it. He did away with it, man. The Sabbath, the day you call worship, Jesus, he got rid of that. You know why? Because you ain't keeping it no way. See, one thing about the law, if you kept one, you kept them all. If you broke one, you broke them all. So nobody could, Paul said, call death to me. Every time I tried to do good, evil was present. Every time I thought to do what I thought was right, it was wrong. So that's the other reason God had to get rid of this stuff. Before the week out, maybe every day, I'm going to give you about three reasons why Christ got, why he abolished. I can give you a whole week's worth right now. You can go do your research. Why he abolished the Old Testament, why he abolished the old laws, why he abolished worshiping in the building. Because they wouldn't do it no way. They did it based on how they feel, what they thought, okay? But nevertheless, in Ephesians, let me get there, 2 and 13 through 15 is our foundational scripture, and also Colossians 2 and 14. It says, but now in Christ Jesus, who sometime were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who have made both one and have broken down the middle walls of partition between us, having abolished, past tense, in his flesh the enemy, even the law of commandment, in the ordinance, for to make in himself twine a one new man, so make peace. And then I'm going to read 16 verse now. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enemy thereof.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. Now, because of Christ dying that death, shedding that blood, you who were out of it altogether are in on everything,
the Messiah has made things up between us so that we're now together on this. Both non-Jewish outsiders and Jewish insiders. He tore down the wall we used to keep each other at a distance. He repealed the law code that had come, that had become so clogged with fine print and footnotes that it hindered more than it helped. Then he started over. Instead of continuing with two groups of people separated by centuries of animosity and suspicious, he created a new kind of human being, a fresh start for everybody. Christ brought us together through his death cross. The cross got us to embrace, and that was the end of the hostility. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let me put a couple things to note. First of all, understand what the law does. The law don't save anybody. Doesn't make anything clear. Doesn't make anything clear. Here's what I'm saying, what the law does. It does nothing for your spirit man. Okay, the law exposes. That's what the law does. It just simply exposes things. It lets you know what is wrong, what is right, your lane. That's what the law did. Now, we're no longer under the law, but under grace and truth. So I just want to make sure that everybody understand that before this week's over with, at least I'm going to show you about 85 things in the old and 85 things in the new. Show you the difference. Why it's so important that you go ahead on and get on the same page with the Lord and abolish this stuff. Because the law made to expose sin. That's the only reason. They couldn't. But now you know what it is and you know not. So you can't convince people. All you can do is expose certain things. That's what God does. So this week, that's what we're going to be dealing with. And I'll sort of give you all a little preview of what's going to happen. You're going to see that when he abolished it, he brought things to naught. When he abolished, he done away with it.
All right.
That vanished things away. They went away as far as God is concerned. Now, you might be still trying to hold to the tradition of your father, because a lot of people trying to hold to the tradition, like going to church or being a Baptist. I know one time a guy said, I was born a Baptist. I was a Baptist baby. I was a Baptist boy. I was a Baptist teenager. I was a Baptist man, and I'm going to die a Baptist. See, when you're dealing with people like that, they've already made up in their mind. It's already in their heart. They ain't going to do nothing. But people who have a better way, better life, and know that God have gotten rid of the old for the new, then you want to start focusing in on the new. And that's what we're going to do this week. Because you're going to see that he made the commandment void. You're going to see this week that he crumbled everything, including the temples. He tore down temples, not build them up, tore them down while he yet walked the face of the earth. He tore them down for his last, one of the last great episodes Christ did was when he rent the temple from top to bottom to say, we're not doing this anymore. It's a new order here. So you're going to learn that it pulled down. That's what that word means. It means he destroyed. When he said abolished, he destroyed it. And you're also going to learn in Hebrews why God actually did it. It wasn't working. Now, I hope this makes sense to you, what I'm going to tell you. Only you do this. Why would you have a car that has no motor, no transmission, and you get in it every day or once a week, and you say, oh, I'm driving downtown. Stop playing with yourself. Stop being ignorant. You know the car ain't going nowhere. Make believing. See, that's what I did when I was a child. I didn't know any better. To be honest with you, me and my brothers, then we would get out there and we would get in this car. Well, we swerving down. We were going somewhere and get mad, get angry with one another because, oh, I want to go downtown. Oh, I'm going over here. The car didn't even have motor. The car didn't have a trip. Didn't even have tires on the back of the thing. We weren't even supposed to be in the car because it was dangerous. It was advertised. But you couldn't tell us that. See, we was children. So far, so when I was a child, I act like a child. But now, bless God, that I've become grown or an adult, I put away the children's stuff. Playing church is a child's game. Put that mess away. Decide to live a life that's pleasing to the Father. And the only way you're going to do that is you got to die out of self. And therein lies the problem. Most folks don't want to die out of self. They're very content with going to church, doing things their way, and they don't even care about eternal life. You'd be surprised, and they don't care what happened to others. And when I say this, understand this in the spirit. It should make a lot of sense to you. What kind of life you're living? What you're living for your children? What you're living for your family? It may not matter, and it may matter. But to teach them that Christ, and I've had to repent. Let me be honest with you guys, too. Man, I have repented so many times, and somebody may say, well, what makes you think you're not repenting this time? Brother and sister, let me tell you, I've learned something that when you die out of self, you live unto a revelation you never had before. He'll show you heavenly things. He'll show you the things after today. And that's why you have to know that he have a bunch of stuff, okay? Even the law of commandments. The commandments, he got rid of them. You say, oh, I didn't know he got rid of them. Because I was discussing this with a guy on a few days ago. That we don't have the commandment. We don't need them. Christ abolished it. Oh, God ain't got rid of it. I said, yes, he did. Because if he didn't, you wouldn't have John 13:34-35. A new commandment. Why do you have a new one? Because I got rid of the old one. And this new one requires us to act like God. And we can do that. We can love like God loves. We have that ability inside of us to do that. So I'm excited about this week. Especially when you understand that the law was made to be exposed to sin or what sins were. So did you find to keep distance with the people until Christ came? After that, the law was no longer needful. That's not a needful. Just like right now, you don't need the law. I mean, when you think about it, God have given all of us a conscience. And giving all of us a spirit and accept it or not, you don't have to have nothing on engraved in stone to say go right or go left. You got a spirit and you got a conscience. And it talks to you. We may not see it. We may not know it. But, like, you might agree with me and say, you know what? You're right, preacher. Going to church, that don't save you. Man, until you get the laws of God in your spirit, man, you can go any building, I don't care how big it is. You may go and be excited about the preacher. You may be excited about the band. See, people get all of that, and they think that they got it. And all you got is a bunch of religion. But anyway, we're going to leave it right there until tomorrow. Pastor, I want you to give the website, because, listen, brother and sister, if you don't do nothing but go back and listen to some of these messages, have nothing to do with me. I want God to your heart. And Pastor forgot to give this the other day, so I'm going to ask her if she, I don't know if she forgot or we, I ran out of time or something, but anyway, I'll take the blame. If there's a blame to be shared, because I get to talking, and before you know it, it's gone. But I'm going to ask her to get the website, and also anybody have anything to say, press 1, and after she do the website, we'll come to you. Pastor Bill.
Amen. Our website is www.blogtalk, that's blogtdio.com, /blog@noon. Once again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com. /blog@noon. Amen.
Amen. And then you're not gonna, you don't have to worry about nobody asking you for a dime. You don't go there and say, oh, well, they tricked me to come there, so I don't have to do none of that. You go and you listen to any episodes you want to, except probably over 3,000 of them. But anyway, just go there, go forward, back if you want to go. I know it's a good 1,000 and something on there. But whatever the Lord leads you to stop and check it out, check it out. I guarantee you that that's going to awaken something in you. That's going to share something with you and maybe even give you a different view of where you're already at and what you're doing. Because even with myself, I was listening. And God said, go and look up this scripture. So I went and looked up this scripture, and I said, oh, wow, boy, isn't that profound? And it tied right in with what I was talking about, Romans 3:3. Now, unless I went back and listened, I probably wouldn't recognize that. Okay, anybody have any comments?
Amen. I just want to read Ephesians 2:13-15 from the 16 actually from the New Living Translation, and let me find 13, and it reads, but now you've been united with Christ Jesus. Once you were far away from God, but now you have been brought near to him through the blood of Christ. For Christ himself has brought peace to us. He united Jews and Gentiles into one people when in his own body on the cross, he broke down the wall of hostility that separated us. He did this by ending the system of law with its commandments and regulations. He made peace between Jews and Gentiles by creating in himself one new people from the two groups. Together as one body, Christ reconciled both groups to God by means of his death on the cross and our hostility toward each other was put to death. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. And maybe one day we're talking about the cross a little bit, because a lot of people still haven't gotten the significance of what that cross really means. Everything with that cross, the crossroad, go to the cross. Takes care of the south, the north, the west. You have to worry about behind it because Christ is behind it. But if you'll go to the cross, then you'll see that that's where you die at. And then you'll be resurrected into this new life, living a resurrected life. But we thank you for that, Pastor. And we're going tomorrow.